The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Good morning. Well, I don't want to start out the show by saying something that's going to upset you, but I do have something to tell you that, that could be hard for you to take. But, you know, I am going to die someday.
Oh, come on. You are not.
No.
No, I'm not going to let you.
Oh, good. Well, I'm happy about that.
I'm going to save you.
Good. But when that happens, I want to have all my affairs in order. I mean, I don't want to leave this world with other people I don't even like taking care of my stuff. So I'm not, when I say affairs, I'm not talking about men, because clearly I have no affairs with men, so it would have to be my business. I really want to make sure that my business is taken care of.
Business. Okay, well, you're going to love our guest today, because she's going to answer a lot of really great questions, so stay tuned and listen. Listen to her.
Yes. AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill, and live their lives to the absolute fullest. And here's my clue. Where there's a will, there's a way. Ta-da!
You are too funny. That usually means you need to reduce your butt. Not with two T's, but with one T. And that means that, you know, quit making excuses.
Right. I mean, like, you mean excuses like I would get a will done, but I just don't have time to deal with it.
Right. And you don't have the money.
Well, I know that.
And it's the money.
Yes. Or people who say, well, I'd have a will, but it just costs too much. Well, wait until
But.
Exactly. If you want to do something, then don't let age stand in your way, or don't let preconceived notions about what you can or can't do stand in your way. Because the older we get, the bigger our butts get, and we got to do something about that. So you certainly, you certainly don't really need a will to skydive, but one of our sponsors who we love is Jumpin' Joe Jackson.
Johnson.
Why do I always do that?
What is wrong
with me? Anyway, Jumpin' Joe Johnson out at Westside Skydivers. And so that is about the safest place you could ever jump. And that is one of the things they pride themselves in, is making people feel comfortable and being really safe. So if you want to do something really exciting this weekend, go out to Westside Skydivers. It's a beautiful drive out there, and feel very safe and secure that you're in wonderful hands.
And AgingButDangerous.com is about women being all they can be at any age. And one of the ways that that translates into real life is to make sure your family is taken care of. And in case you should unexpectedly exit this planet. And our guest is going to be Karen Schlotthauer from Lomond Abdo, and she is going to answer all of our legal questions about estate planning and wills.
Well, here's one of my questions. Why don't people like to say die anymore? I mean, you don't hear that. People don't die anymore. It's almost like PC offensive to use the word die. They make their transition or they pass. But it's like, what's up with that? I don't get it.
Suzanne.
You don't die. I think I'll be dying.
I think it's because the world is getting much more spiritual now. And your body dies and your spirit transcends. So we're really talking about more of an uplifting, positive thing instead of just cutting it off and saying you're dying. That's my opinion.
Well, you get this voice, you get this tone in your voice when you talk. Like, is that your spiritual tone?
That's my spiritual tone.
Well, then when I transcend, do you think I'll actually really be able to date? Do you think there are boyfriends in heaven?
I think there definitely are boyfriends in heaven. I think, but I've got to be up there with you because I've got to approve of who you date.
Oh, that's probably one of the problems right now.
So we both will transcend together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll look forward to that.
Don't tell Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you have a great reading to do, and I know this is something that we've used before, and I love it. This is my motto. This is how I'm going to go out.
Here it is. Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, chocolate in one hand, champagne in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and screaming, woohoo, what a ride.
Yes, and those will be aging but dangerous women, and that's really what we do. We help women identify their passions, face their fears, and find purpose in the second half of their lives.
And we have so many opportunities for women over 50, like our website. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America.
So go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com. And look at all the great stuff we do, including our swarms. And the swarms are monthly meetings where we gather at different venues. We have timely conversation and really support each other in our own journeys. And we gain really important information from programs that we design for women just like us who are over 50.
And our next swarm is going to be at Bill's Gun Shop on August 28th from 5 to 7, and it's going to be a protect and defend swarm. They're going to talk to us about defending ourselves. In Robbinsdale. It's going to be in Robbinsdale. Go to our website, and you can get all the information. And to attend a swarm, just go to agingbutdangerous.com, become a member, and we have all sorts of good perks.
All right. Well, I know that this swarm coming up is going to be very exciting and very meaningful in the lives of the women to take back their power and to make them feel like that they are in charge of situations that they may not feel like they are in charge of. And so you get, and the nice thing is you get to meet up with other fantastic women just like you who are also expecting a multitude of converging shifts in really how they perceive and experience their lives. We're in dangerous territory, JK, but we're sure having a blast being there.
I know, and we really are starting a revolution. We want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. We're changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves, and we want you to join us.
All right, so stay tuned because we are going to try to give you information that will prevent you from going to estate planning jail. I don't know if there's such a thing, but I just kind of made that up. But anyway, you are listening to Jean and Suzanne with juicy stories and titillating topics on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We will be right back.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sites to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and...
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
Yes, we are going to get some, I think, free legal advice. And you heard, you remember L.A. Law, right?
Yes, I do.
It was a great show, right?
It was great.
Okay. Our next guest is from L.A. Law. Now, it's a little bit different than the one that was on the television, but this is a board-certified heavy hitter when it comes to estate planning. So we are very fortunate.
And we are talking about Karen
Schlotthauer.
We practiced that, and she still blew it.
Schlotthauer, and she is a partner at Lohman Abdo,
yeah.
L.A.
L.A., yeah.
And she specializes in estate planning in all facets. Mm-hmm. Welcome to our show, Karen.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's fun to be here.
Yes, we really do have a good time. We're going to start out with the question. The first question I have is, what exactly is estate planning?
Well, estate planning in a nutshell is making sure that your affairs are put in order, whether you're incapacitated, so a lifetime planning option, or upon your death.
And you had mentioned it at, when we were talking about the documents that were involved. Mm-hmm. And at first I thought, well, that's really boring. I don't care about that. But then I started looking at some of them, and I thought, that really is important, the documents that are involved in the estate planning.
Yeah. I mean, there are some basic documents, and from that planning we can build on them. But for the most part, if you're going to get together with your estate planning attorney, you're going to talk about a will. You're going to talk perhaps about a trust. And a trust I always describe as a bucket where assets go into this bucket at some point. Could be during your lifetime, after your death. We put them in a bucket for different reasons: tax planning, charitable planning, maybe holding assets for a special beneficiary. But trusts are very popular and a great planning tool. Two other lifetime planning documents: you've got your power of attorney and your health care directive. And a power of attorney is important because you're naming someone to help you with your financial affairs if you're incapacitated, whereas with a health care directive, someone's able to speak for you with regard to health care decisions when you can't speak for yourself.
Like pulling the plug if, like...
That's right.
Uh-oh.
So,
well,
kind of a...
None of my kids are going to get that one, I can tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes kids are good candidates, sometimes they're not, but...
Can you have more than one bucket?
In terms of the trust?
Yes,
you can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Karen, one of the other lawyers at your firm had said to us that you were very good with addressing the husband and the wife together, and mm-hmm. a lot of women really appreciate that, and that you also explain all the technical information and understand all the language, and I think that's just an example right there of that. Oh. The way you explained that was so easy to understand. Why do people really need to have a will or estate planning? I haven't... Only child.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have been married 50 years, have an only child. I hate to admit it. We're 72 years old. We do not have a will. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking if something happens tomorrow, everything would go to her anyway, but I don't think that's the case. I think we would run into trouble.
Well, right? First of all, I'm not going to leave today without giving you my card again so that you do call.
There you go.
But in terms of why do people generally need a will, if somebody dies in Minnesota and other states for that matter, state law has written your will for you, and it's very unlikely that all of your goals and objectives would be met. Sure, in your case, maybe your daughter would end up with the assets, but she might end up with them in a less than perfect way. But just some general examples. If you happen to have a minor children, although our segment here has to do with the Aging But Dangerous group, grandchildren, most people don't want young people at the age of 18 to receive a lot of money, and so we hold in trust. And if you don't have a will, for the most part, those young children get assets at age 18. You want to be the one in charge of who's in, going to manage your assets for you, who are the fiduciaries. And if you don't name them in your own document, the wrong person might be the one who gets appointed. For example, if you're divorced and you do have children, it can be that the ex-spouse is the person who would serve as your personal representative unless they you know, renounce their right to act, which doesn't go over well.
Oh,
frankly.
Lord have mercy. Now, there's a shocker.
Yeah, that's one.
Okay, do not run off the road when you're hearing this if you're driving in your car
because
listening
Suzanne
to the radio.
Because Suzanne is single, and that does make a difference. That's huge. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm divorced.
I divorced.
And that's mainly if divorced you have minor children, but still, there can be bad results. You want to plan for certain beneficiaries. Maybe you have an adult child with special needs or some kind of chemical dependency issue. You want to include special beneficiaries if you're part of a second marriage and you love your stepchildren. Without putting them in your own will, they're not going to be included under the state law version. Okay? Friends, charities. If you're part of a non-traditional family, it's very important to do your own planning. You know, some clients want to disinherit a child. If you're not creating your own will, that disinheritance will not take place. And the list goes on and on. And one that's kind of big is, of course, the estate tax consequence. And I don't want to get too technical with this discussion, but some people die with estate taxes owed. And there's some planning we can do to either eliminate it or at least reduce the impact of those taxes.
Mm-hmm. At what age should we do estate planning?
There's really no age. I mean, a college student who's off in another state really should have a power of attorney and a health care directive, for sure. The young family with minor children, very important to get in and do planning. The middle-aged, whether you're female, male, old, young, of high net worth, of, you know, modest means, it's very important to get your affairs in order before a critical event happens, such as incapacity.
Well, that is so interesting. This is something I think we just keep forgetting, or we just keep putting off. How long does it take to do the estate planning, and how much do you charge?
Just get right to it, huh?
Yeah, just get right in there.
In terms of how long it takes, there's a general rule. I can generally complete an estate plan for clients within two meetings. At the first meeting, we get together, talk about goals and objectives. I give a recommendation. I give a cost estimate of what it'll cost to accomplish that goal. And then we come back at a second meeting, review the documents, and get them signed at that meeting. Now, if there's a business owner where we're doing succession planning or real complicated gifting issues going on, clearly we have more than two meetings. But I think for the general population, you can bet on two meetings.
I bet you have some great stories about people who haven't done this appropriately, or maybe
Absolutely.
People who have. Yeah. Share one of your stories with us.
Well, one story would be, I think there's a lot of online options for a will. Just cleaning up a situation where mom wrote her own will. What's really sad is she had two marriages during her lifetime, kids with both marriages, and she did not execute it properly under the laws of the state of Minnesota, and so her will is not valid. And so we're going to treat her as if she died without a will.
Wow, that's...
So you got to tear up your will, Suzanne.
Yeah, I did. Okay, don't be telling stuff
There's
on
no
the air that I don't want people to know. All right, Karen, please tell us how we get in touch with you if, in fact, there are people out there, and I'm sure there are, who are saying, oh my gosh, this is me we're talking about, they're talking about.
Well, in terms of the Lohman firm, you can go to www.lohman.com. For me, my direct dial is 612-336-9324. It might be helpful to know that we have offices in Minneapolis in the IDS Center, Hudson, as well as Wayzata. I retain an office there for estate planning clients, and all my colleagues can use the space as well.
Great. All right. We will be right back with a lot of great legal advice from Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too and henceforth, the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Bodas at 612-336-9329.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. Thanks for joining us.
And Karen. You love
and Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Karen.
You want to try that last name again?
Yeah,
you
first
try.
Schlotthauer.
Very good.
All right.
First I don't pronounce your name right, and then I don't introduce you. I don't. Well, whatever.
All right. Okay. Well, Karen.
Yep.
Being single.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, what kind of ramifications am I going to have since I have kind of drafted my own will? And of course, I mean, obviously, it's stupid is what it really is not to have it. So
you'll tear it up.
Yeah. I mean, but I've got to get something done. I've got to come see you. But how important it is for me as a single person to have a will?
Well, very important, because let's say all of your assets are held in bank accounts in your name alone, so individually.
Okay.
If you were to drive home today and get in a car accident,
there's
probably no one that would have legal authority to go in and have access to your money to help you pay your bills and, you know, take care of all the financial situations that could come up. Maybe you're going to be in rehab or in the hospital for quite a while. So you want to name someone on that power of attorney, the document I referred to earlier, so that you give someone the legal authority to do that. Otherwise, a family member is going to hire someone like me to help them petition the court to be appointed as a conservator of your estate. And you just don't want to go down that path. There's time and money involved.
Okay, and then what about second? Let's just say, assuming that I actually even ever have a date again, as long as I live, what if there was a second marriage?
Second marriages are key to get planning done, especially if there's children from a previous marriage or a previous relationship, because a lot of people want to have their second spouse have access to their money if they're the survivor, but they want to make sure there's enough strings attached so that they know it ultimately goes to their kids following their second spouse's death. And so we do special planning. Sometimes I refer to it as the pool boy clause. You know, they don't want the wife to go and meet up with the pool boy. But, you know, in all seriousness, it's very important to plan for those situations.
And then let's just say that I have a will, I come in and I do a will, and one of my four kids is a real jerk to me and I want to disinherit them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, can I just email those? Like as my mood swings, can I just email those changes in and you change it? Or are you going to advise me as to how that also in the long term might impact my relationship with my kids? Or
we would definitely have a meeting to discuss that sort of situation, because I'm not going to tell you if it's right or wrong, but I'm going to, shed some light on what the pros and cons are for doing that, especially from a legal perspective. But no, I wouldn't take an email on disinheriting someone. I would want to meet and talk it through. But absolutely no child is ever guaranteed an inheritance. Everyone has the right to disinherit a child.
And you don't make a judgment call on that.
No, that's not my job. It's to make sure that my client's goals and objectives are fulfilled as long as I've, you know, counseled them on what the legal ramifications are.
All right. And then estate planning is a term, and I know we want to revisit this, but estate planning is a term that people think they have to have a lot of money. So would you call what you're doing would do for me really estate planning? Is that just doing a will?
Estate planning encompasses all of that, from the very basic simple will to the very, very complex plan. And that's a myth to think that you have to have a lot of money to have a need for a will. Nothing can be farther from the truth, because a lot of times it's the families of lesser means that pay more in the end.
All right. Well, we always say that Lohman has gumption, that Lohman Abdo has gumption, and we love this firm, and they've done a great job for us in other areas. So, again, Lohman, what is your website?
www.lohman.com.
All right. And your personal, I know you gave us your direct dial. So brave.
I am brave. That's 612-336-9324.
Great. Good. Karen, thank you so much for being with us.
It was a blast. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks, Karen.
Well, we've been talking about law here, and one of the laws of aging is that you need to feel healthy. And Bros Clinic is one of our sponsors, and one of the services that I love that they offer is that if you have been having issues, like your muscles or skeletal issues, and your local chiropractor has been treating them, and you're not getting the results you would like, that Bros Clinic will do an evaluation for you. And so you can go in there, and so go to thebrost.com and go see them and have them give you a second opinion. And that's the law. I'm saying it.
And they are fabulous. And also, we want to know what is on your mind, what you want us to talk about on the ABD Sizzle Show, and what is your personal revolution. Email us at info@agingbutdangerous.com. And let us know.
Yeah, and definitely go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and give us the thumbs up if you like us. If you don't like us, forget it. Don't do it.
And Suzanne, we are cruising the Mediterranean. And it's going to be sponsored by Travel Leaders. They have set up this fabulous trip for us.
I can't wait.
I know. We will be leaving from Rome, Italy, and we will be traveling through Greece and Turkey. This is a wonderful trip, and they are so good at arranging trips, Travel Leaders. Please go to their website, www.tvleaders.com/agingbutdangerous, and you will get more information.
Yes, and as long as we're reminding people of things, let's say that, remind people that we have a swarm coming up on August 28th. It is Protect and Defend Yourself. And it will be a wonderful, we've already had a lot of people sign up, and I know we were unsure about how it would be taken, but people seem to be very receptive to learning and to having knowledge that they can apply to their own safety.
Lots of interest.
Right, exactly. And then I'm going to give you a clue for our event in September.
What?
You can either go to Minnesota Monthly and find out the answer, or you can just take my clue, and that is, it's something to really get pumped up about. Get pumped up. So, do you know? Do you know?
Can't wait.
Do you have the answer?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm not telling.
Okay. All right. That's okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for spending time with us on this beautiful Saturday morning. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Please.
We're stirring things. Don't try to get into my line. We're stirring things up. We're trying to cause a little trouble to fuel our revolution.
And please join us next week at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.